to Devaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Jatra.
Jatra.
I'm breaking it down. Anurakta.
Anurakta.
Sahasa.
Sahasa.
Eva.
Eva.
Dhira.
Dhira.
Vyapojha.
Vyapojha.
Deha.
Deha.
Adishu.
Adishu.
Sangam.
Sangam.
Uddham.
Uddham.
Vrajanti.
Vrajanti.
Tat.
Tat.
Parama.
Parama.
Hansam.
Hansam.
Antam.
Antam.
Jasmin.
Jasmin.
Ahimsa.
Ahimsa.
Upasama.
Upasama.
Sadharma.
Sadharma.
Each line, please. Jatra anurakta sahasaiva dhira.
Jatra anurakta sahasaiva dhira.
Vyapojha deha adishu sangam udham.
Vyapojha deha adishu sangam udham.
Prajanti tat paramhansam antam.
Prajanti tat paramhansam antam.
Jasmina hingso pasama sadharma.
Jasmina hingso pasama sadharma.
And go away to attain the highest perfection of renounced order of life, by which non-violence and renunciation are consequential. Please repeat after me. Self-controlled persons,
self-controlled persons
who are attached to the Supreme Lord,
who are attached to the Supreme Lord,
Sri Krishna,
Sri Krishna,
can all of a sudden,
can all of a sudden
give up the world of material attachment,
give up the world of material attachment,
including the gross body and subtle mind,
including the gross body and subtle mind,
and go away to the and go away to attain the highest perfection.
And go away to attain the highest perfection.
Of renounced order of life.
Of renounced order of life.
By which?
By which?
Non-violence and renunciations are consequential.
Non-violence and renunciation are
consequential. Thank you. Papa, only the self-control can gradually be attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Self-control means not indulging in sense enjoyment more than necessary. And those who are not self-controlled are given over to sense enjoyment. Dry philosophical speculation is a subtle sense enjoyment of the mind. Sense enjoyment leads one to the path of darkness. Those who are self-controlled can make progress on the path of liberation from the conditioned life of material existence. The Vedas therefore enjoin that one should not go on the path of darkness, but should make a progressive march towards the path of light or liberation. Self-control is actually achieved not by artificially stopping the senses from material enjoyment, but by becoming factually attached to the Supreme Lord, by engaging one's unalloyed senses in the transcendental service of the Lord. The senses cannot be forcibly curbed, but they can be given proper engagement. Purified senses, therefore, are always engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. This perfectional stage of sense engagement is called bhakti yoga. So those who are attached to the means of bhakti yoga are factually self-controlled and can all of a sudden give up their homely and bodily attachment for the service of the Lord. This is called Paramhamsa state. Hamsas or swans accept only milk out of a mixture of milk and water. Similarly, those who accept the service of the Lord instead of Maya's service are called Paramhamsa. They are naturally qualified with all the good attributes, such as pridelessness, freedom from vanity, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, respectability, worship, devotion, and sincerity. All these godly qualities exist in the devotee of the Lord spontaneously. Such Paramhamsas who are completely given up to the service of the Lord are very rare. They are very rare even amongst the liberated souls. Real non-violence means freedom from envy. This world, in this world, everyone is envious of his fellow being, but a perfect Paramhamsa being completely given up to the service of the Lord is perfectly non-envious. He loves every living being in relation with the Supreme Lord. Real renunciation means perfect dependence on God. Every living being is dependent on someone else because he is so made. Actually, everyone is dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Lord. But when one forgets his relationship to the Lord, he becomes dependent on the conditions of the material nature. Renunciation means renouncing one's dependence on the conditions of material nature, thus becoming completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Real independence means complete faith in the mercy of the Lord without dependence on the conditions of matter. This Paramhamsa state is the highest perfectional stage of bhakti yoga, the process of devotional service to the Supreme Lord. This is very good for the devotees to understand what exactly they are going to achieve and the price they have to pay. Just like Prabhupada said, you can study in a school. Devotional service are two types. One is bodhi, one is raganuga. Real bhakti is actually raganuga, which is spontaneous and elevated state. That is called Paramhamsa. One, Vaidhi Bhakti, is Naradiya Panchatattva and Bhagavat Pantha. We follow some rules and regulations. Come to Mangalarati, come follow these four regulatory principles, and gradually we can come to that stage. Which is spontaneous attraction towards Krishna and Kashna, the things related to Krishna, which is already within us. In order to bring that, to come to that state, we practice Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi means vidhi, regulative principle. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, unless you do vidhi bhakti, you cannot come to Raganuga. You jump into Raganuga very soon, without coming to stages like control, self-control, then you become, take things easy and become a sahaja. So all these steps are there, like first you should have some faith. If you have got past life, many pious activity, sometimes also do service to devotee or Krishna, then you gradually come to the line of bhakti. And then, having little faith, you associate with the devotee, and you have got another type of faith, which is called faith, firm faith in the words of the scripture. That is real faith. So, it's called adau shraddha, then beginning of devotional service. This is not real devotional service in true sense. Real devotional service is done by the liberated soul or paramahamsas. But this is also one type of devotional service, according to our Goswamis, what we are doing. Adu shraddha, tata sadhu sangha. Then you are seated with the sadhu. And those are fixed up in devotional service. Then you start your bhajan, devotional service. Then gradually you become free from anartha. Anartha means something unwanted within your heart. From time immemorial, is heaped up. Just few days ago, yesterday or day before you did, just like Indra Vajra smashes the mountains. So we have got mountain heaps of unwanted things within our heart from time immemorial. It's not easy to get rid of. Here, many devotees spend many lives to become free. Some can slowly and gradually become free from anartha. This step, it takes very much time. This is a very difficult step, this is. So that he can come from kanishta adhikar, which is almost, a devotee defines steps there, in general three stages there. One is called kanishta devotee, who is almost material platform. He suddenly gives importance, rule, regulation and duty, this there. And madhyama adhikar, he preaches, he has got firm faith in the scripture. He may not be able to defeat others, but nobody can shatter his faith. He has got firm faith. At least one should come up to madhyama adhikar. He preaches, those who are innocent, ignorant. And those who are envious, to the Lord and his devotees and devotional service, he avoids. He gives more importance to devotee than even the deity. Sometimes necessary, if you find. He tried to develop attachment and love for Krishna and friendly with the devotee. Try to serve the devotees who are advanced and superior to him. Thereby he can make advancement. Above that is called Uttama Adhikari. Is very rare. And one should copy. One should come, try his best to come at least to Madhyama Adhikara. But this Madhyama Adhikara has also four gradations. Three. And Uttam also three. I don't like to go all this in detail. I'm giving the outline because he's talking about more or less about a top class devotee. Paramahamsa means he is a pure devotee, top class. Before that, you have to go through all these stages. When you become free from anartha, I won't tell you what are these anartha. In detail, anarthas could be 18 or 36. And in short, it could be 4. That, are you convinced that you are not this body? And your relationship with this world, I'll go short. Time short. Free from aparad, offenses. And greatest offense is offending other Vaishnava. Unless you become very pure, you cannot see another pure devotee. He says even top demigods cannot recognize a pure devotee. Though there are some symptoms, if you are pure, you can recognize a pure devotee. In general, these are all there. So, relationship, sarup, it's called sarup. I am servant of Krishna, you should be convinced of that. And I have nothing to do with this world. Save and accept as much as necessary to engage in Krishna's service. So, first, second, third, you have got, everybody has got some weakness. For example, I give one or two. Some people come to do devotional service, but when Guru says or scripture says, you shave off, you shave your head and shave, you put on tilak. He said, it has nothing to do with devotional service, something to do with the heart. And this way, he said, I can give up Krishna, or I cannot give up my beard. In other words, he is very attached. Though he said, I know all these things, I am not this body, but he is very much attached to bodily demands. He wants to make himself, I look like a sadhu. So there is a sarcastic joke in North India. That you judge a sadhu by beard, how long beard he has got, and matted hair. So this is something just for make fun. You judge a sadhu by his beard. Actual sadhu is judged by his character. What sort of character he is, let me say. He's eating, sleeping, behaving with others, dealing with others. In general, you can judge a sadhu. But you are advanced, you can know how pure he is. If you are, as you are pure, as you are advanced, you can judge another person after. This is what Prabhupada is saying there. In general, there could be exceptional cases. Some, like a Prabhupada can be recognized just like a sun. A sun doesn't require introduction, it's self-manifest. Other can copy, but may not necessarily have got the change of heart, which takes long, long, long time, unless it's past life too. He can accomplish something, lot because of his talent or skill in different field of material life and use that. Or one can by various means get different position. It has been seen and tested again, again and again. Best thing to judge, seeing the scripture, everything is there in Prabhupada's Papo or Krishna or he said, Rishabhdev, Prachin Bodhi, King Prithu, Narada Muni, Jalabharat, the highest example, showing the characteristic of pure devotee or Paramahansa. As it mentioned here, who is Paramahansa? Who takes the essence and mixture of milk and water, he takes only the milk. In other words, one who is only interested in Krishna and nothing else in this world. It is not so easy to make like that spontaneously. It takes time in general. Though one can accomplish quite a thing overnight and make many followers, position, designation. But cleaning the heart is as hard as cleaning a coal. So many come in this path, in the history, and history repeats. Externally may appear many things, then they are exposed, then they have got a weakness. Because change of heart, it is not so easy to do. Other things you can do. To come to bhava state, to develop attachment, all these things, this is something internal. So, one can study in a school some subject and can study in higher school, secondary school, higher school, primary school, secondary school, higher school, and there is gradation there. A level, O level, or whatever it may be. Star mark, first, second, third, tenth, just pass, fail. Though they are the same category. And then again you go higher class, the same things are there. Then you cross school, come to college. Go through all, then come to university. Even there is also level. And come to first class, pass, and get PhD. So what's that? To become Paramahansa means to become real pure devotee, it means PhD. You just started, entered. Thereby you can know where you are situated, each of us, by checking the symptom, either internal or external, and will know where I am situated, which stage I am. Though externally it could be many things, in terms of accomplishment, skill, talent, position, designation. The symptoms are giving pure devotional service. See, nectar of devotion started. Pure devotion, symptomized by Shubhada, clash of me, you will find become free from all miserable condition of life. Either from others, living entity causing you inflicting pain, or mental, you lose somebody near and dear one, or natural, I mean disaster, all these things, pestilence, earthquake, thunder, flood, all these things. Then next step comes, we find that you don't care for whether I am born or die. After that they are going to come. The real devotee doesn't care for all these things. He can feel here, he is on the path of liberation, and one day he will be liberated. Most of us are conditioned souls. We have got many defects. We have no control over senses. And one controls over senses, he is called dhīda, he is undisturbed. I'll tell a story, please remind me about it. Top dhīra. The Goswamis were dhīra. Even though one becomes dhīra, he should think in object, when he is in front of object of senses or a liberated soul, he should never think that he shouldn't act as if, you know, I won't be affected in a most provoking situation. This devotee has to face. Because demigods see often these guys are advancing, staying on earth. I am on a higher level and he's going back to God. Jumping over us. They won't let him. So others may not know the devotee one is practicing. If he asks himself, he'll find that often he is facing very difficult tests. As he more try to advance, more difficult tests. Because demigods put him to test. More difficult, let me see what sort of devotee, how pure you are, how much you are free from lust, how much you are free from greediness, how much you are free from the pushes of anger, arrogance, pride, illusion. More, yes, pride, enviousness. These things are completely absent in the spiritual world. So, here he can almost come to a platform like that. He is a Paramahansa. He is a pure devotee. Though there is a degree of purity. Sometimes Prabhupada was asked, and Prabhupada said, anybody in my movement, my followers, are sincerely trying to serve Krishna, he is also pure devotee. So there are levels there. But ultimately pure devotee means to go back to Godhead. And Prabhupada said, highest perfection. He said, perfection has no end. We can achieve perfection. We can say, we are completely perfect. There is no end to it. Only complete perfect may be Krishna. Yeah. God. He is Purnam. But we have got all defects once. But as we advance, we see, am I coming to the liberated state? Am I coming to the dhīra? To some extent. So, first qualification is a devotee. At least you should check, have I come in a mode of goodness? And you can see in Bhagavad Gita, who is in a mode of goodness, who has control over his senses, is not affected by the object of senses, then mind, which is most difficult. Before that, maybe the tongue, very difficult to control. It is not a sannyasi who is externally giving this designation. He is supposed to be giving all the best palatable dishes like a king. Right? Actually, he shouldn't accept those things. He takes just something. But if he enjoys, he is just cheating himself, not cheating others. He is misusing his position. Till he becomes a liberated soul or Paramahamsa, he is bound to come down. This is what happens repeatedly again and again. They are very cheap. They make things very cheap. They take it for granted. And they have to pay a high price. So real Grihastha, he is also a brahmacharya in Vaishnava philosophy. Because he lives a controlled life. So he is called Grihastha. So a real Grihastha, if he becomes a Vaishnava quality developed, he can become guru. Whereas somebody is a sannyasi, in order to run an organization, may not become spiritual head. because he is not that pure. Even a Brahmachari can become guru, spiritual master. So ISKCON leaders, that's why made like that. Somebody Brahmachari, he's going to be spotless, has been found, no spot in his life, has been seen long time in the movement, and black spot. He made spiritual head. He is selected. Sometimes Grihastha also selected. And Prabhupada made a body called GBC. Supposed to Prabhupada said, among his organization, those have got the best qualities. They're supposed to become like a guardian. As a body, not personality. Personally, on his own he can advise. But temple president, he also should be a good devotee, whether Grihastha, Brahmachari, or Sannyasi. He can give him advice or guidance. He may take it or not. Prabhupada gave temple president tremendous power. One should not be easily, one can remove him. Very nice arrangement Prabhupada made. And our leaders, trying to the best of their capacity, must always see to do that. And this takes time to develop all these qualities. I think today I got stuck. I apologize. Our car was coming, in time was coming. 5 past 7, and it got stuck by a freak of, what do you say, destiny. Stuck, so I found whatever is necessary, suddenly decided. Krishna gave intelligence, just call by phone, give a call. Okay, it was a little late. But I think you have got a particular time when you finish. So I will maybe give some example and tell some story of Prabhupada said. Actually, devotee means he is decorated with all the good qualities of demigod and higher even. As good, when he becomes as good as Krishna, maybe what Krishna has got the qualities, quantitatively large, but qualitatively, minute portion, just like father, like son. So, a devotee, pure devotee, develops all the good qualities of God. Anybody can become pure devotee, this way. Highest, minutely portion. And he becomes then, when he can be called, he is representing God. As good as God. So it takes time, actually. Depends on person. One should judge. There is a Prabhupada gave scripture, symptom, all the great devotees' life. King Piyopata, Janakrai. Even Sukadeva Goswami goes to Janaka, though he is lavishly living in a deep palace, beautiful ladies, but he's completely detached at heart. King Priyaprata, Janakrai, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, they're great devotees, they're pure devotees. They may not be seeing external stamp or I am renounced person, sannyasi, this, that, good. This is Kali Yuga. So, accordingly, you can check by seeing our symptom where we are situated. Am I a liberated soul? What is the symptom of a liberated soul? Many symptoms mentioned. Few I will tell you. Actually, a liberated soul is, really speaking, rendering devotion or service, chanting. So, we should check all these things. Let me say, a liberated soul, Prabhupada said, which one? Some of the symptoms we should check. First thing is, he has pretty control over his senses. He is not very attached to temporary material things. Whether it is gross or subtle. To give up subtle one is very difficult. Subtle one is name, fame, adoration. It is very difficult to give up this. One can give up attraction towards opposite gender, wealth. This is also difficult for common people. But gradually one can give up. Getting higher taste. These things take time, Prabhupada said, it may take long time for some person. But at least in general, it has to take time. Every person takes time to become free from this attraction. So, liberated soul means man in condition, state means he is victim of his senses, he is controlled by his senses. That's like animal. It's called Pashu. Pashu means Pasha, means rope. He is bound by the rope, or you are bound by the rope, object of senses. Anyway, the moment I see my eyes like something, at once I will go. Though I know I shouldn't look at that, but it will go automatically. But from time immemorial, he is enjoying. The time immemorial, he is hearing something, he is attached to a particular type of sound, and become victim. So one has to control this. This is kala, yoga. The very first thing of yoga is this. But this is all artificial. Devotee does by using all his senses, giving them proper engagement. That is devotional service. And he thinks he will become free from the false ego of I am a Brahmin, I am a president, I am this, I am that. Then he becomes pure. When he surrenders to Krishna, it says bhakti. Sarupadhi vinin muktam tatpratyana nirmalam. When he becomes pure, with his pure senses, he engages in Krishna's service, who is called master of the senses, Hrishikesha. He is entering pure devotional service. Then he doesn't care for liberation, whether I become free from birth or death, doesn't matter. Because even in rendering devotional service in material world, he can feel the spiritual world's atmosphere here. So he derived even liberation. It is called Mokkha Labhutakrit in Sanskrit. Those three I have said, symptom of pure devotion. Then another is, two or three, I may not tell in order. One of these, Krishna Akarshani. He attracts, by devotional service, he attracts Krishna. Just like, everybody in the material world, in the conditioned state, he is attracted by opposite gender. It is called, there is a god called Madana, who is induce people to be attracted to opposite gender. To become free from that, it's the whole material world is root. Cause of attachment is this. So this whole material world is called Maithuna Agara. But one can remain detached, live ideal life, household life. Thereby he can be more advanced than which externally appears to be denounced. Thus, simply become a great devotee, Paramahamsa, towards one can be higher than sannyasi. But in order to run an organization, Prabhupada says we have to have varnasrama dharma and categorize persons. Because a Vaishnava doesn't belong to this all these categories are Brahmin, Shudra, Sannyasi, Brahmachari, Grihastha. But it is necessary to run an organization. So we have to categorize. But ultimately we have to become Vaishnava, which is beyond this varnasrama dharma. These four varna and four ashrama. You know, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. These are more or less material and no platform. Actual platform is Vaishnava. To become a Vaishnava, we have to become Brahmin. A very good Brahmin, he can qualify as a sannyasi. And sannyasi goes to four stages. Before sannyasi, when he is Brahmachari, he goes to Grihastha life, we find pushes of the RGS are too strong to tolerate. He just to balance it, to live peaceful life, he takes wife and live for some time as Grihastha life. When he becomes 50, he has to give up his wife. Not very long, staying in general. And then he practices as a sannyasi lives. So that next time he can become a sannyasi. Prepare. This is called Vanaprastha. So that he becomes more and more detached from materialistic way of life and develops more and more bhajan and attachment to Krishna and Krishna. And this Brahmachari life has got four stages and Vanaprastha some stages there and then come to Sannyas stage which is completely detached. He is called, socially he is dead. He has no social life. Yeah, no social life. That is why Prabhupada said, I'm just quoting from Prabhupada. And then you go through three stages. One is called Kutichak. Gradually become more detached as you become attached, develop attachment and dependence to Krishna. Bahudha, Paribhaja. Paribhaja means he has a restless boy. He goes here, there and preach. And then called Paramahamsa, last stage, highest, which is mentioned here. Paramahamsa's symptoms are given by Rishabhdev, Jara Bharat, King Priyabrata, Sukadeva Goswami, Narad Muni, Paramahansa. The details, the symptoms are given in Jara Bharat's life or King Rishabhdev's life. In Srimad Bhagavatam, detail, you read it. I don't tell much. There are two types of Paramahansa. One is impersonalist, one is personalist. Impersonal is called Dhira, and personal is called Narottama, greatest among the beings. The Dhira symptom, Prabhupada says, Narottama is already Dhira, is undisturbed. I will tell one story. Now, 10 after 8, just a few minutes, finished. So, there are many symptoms, attributes, already Prabhupada mentioned, more there, you can check it. Vaishnava means he has got 26 qualities in manifest. Chaitanya Chaitanya there. Simply by surrendering to Krishna, you become manifest to all those. And Krishna in 11th canto to Uddhava, one of the greatest devotees, he said, here is a Vaishnava. He mentioned 28 qualities there. And in check, Prabhupada said, every Akadashi day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, every Akadashi day, you ask yourself at night or in spare time. Because that day, Akadashi should be doing a lot of bhajan, that means savan, kirtan, real devotional service means. Of course, anything you are doing as a manager, as a and other things, you know, maybe plowing in the field or whatever, cleaning temple. But that which make you remember Krishna is savanam, kirtanam, savanam. This thing. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, these are mukha, that means main devotional service. Other things are secondary. Others may not save you from maya, but this will save you from maya. Strictly following. Come to Mangalati, japa. Because if you don't come to Mangalati, you don't do your japa nicely, at least 16 rounds, you are not my disciple. It doesn't follow nicely regulatory principle, and no question of liberty. After some time, staying long time, devotee sometimes think, I am immune to this. Prabhupada says, whether you are a great devotee or small devotee, everybody should strictly follow these basic things. Maybe he comes to Paramahansa or something, that's the idea. That's what he says. But to run an organization, sometimes leader gives importance to, you know, serve his purpose, because Prabhupada says also. Otherwise you are young, other, and you will become like Bhajanandi and fall down, become Sahaja. Oh, anyway, I was telling about Dhira state. Dhira is common. Even Narottam, personalist, Paramahansa, he automatically has this Dhira state, what it usually means by self-control. Thereby he can develop attachment to Krishna. The highest example one is Lord Shiva. In Kalidas, a great poet and writer, famous in the world. He used to write Sanskrit literature. Many dramas. Prabhupada mentioned one of his dramas is called Kumar Sambhav. There he gave the example of Dhira, top class. So, Lord Shiva, when Parvati burned herself, then again she was born as Uma, the daughter of Himalaya. Her name was, there is one name as Himavati. Hima means snow. So Himalaya is called abode of snow. So his daughter, so name came, she was named Himavati. And also other names there, Uma, which was exclusively beautiful. The demigods are planning that sometimes they lose their kingdom, the demigods, so the Amaravati. So they have to fight, they require a big general, very formidable. So he thought, Prabhupada said, somebody is very strong, self-controlled, he's very determined. And you have a son from him, so then he can be a very good general. So they're looking for this, Lord Shiva is the just perfect person. So he requires a good match so that he can have a son by them. So they requested, they approached Uma. You can help us, we want a good general. If you have got a good husband, perfect your match, then you can have a pure son, we can make him Arjuna. Oh, they some or other, say, approached her and pleased her. She said, okay, what I am supposed to do? He said, he is in Kailas meditating. He is Digambar. His one name. Digambar means Digambar Jahar. Dig means direction. That means, in other words, he is highly advanced transcendentalist, Lord Shiva, control, self-control. He doesn't put on clothes or anything. Dig means direction. His clothing. That means he is not clothing, nothing. Sometimes though he has some skin. Yes, so he is meditating, deeply absorbed, meditating on the Lord, Supreme Person of Godhead, Krishna's one form, Karsan Karsan. He said, go there. In India, this system, sometime in a young girl, their mother asks her, not usually father, mother knows all this. She learned from her mother how to get a good husband from childhood. So worship Lord Shiva. From this, this still going on in India, the young girl, whether from Gujarat or Bengal or Kashmir or Kerala, they learn to worship. Their mother teaches them. Worship Lord Shiva, he is very pleased easily. If some Ganges water, baby or other thing, every day worship, attack them. So Uma, she just started most probably that thing. So she put flowers on her and went to worship Lord Shiva in a lonely place. A young, exquisitely beautiful girl and a man, completely naked. Yeah. Yes, very beautiful. But though Uma is alone there, he is not disturbed. Lord Shiva. Even she is throwing flowers this, there, sometimes touching his body. Even the most sensitive organ, he didn't budge anything, nothing. Because this is called the stage of Dheva. In other words, one is getting advanced, he has to tolerate his urges. And the highest of them, even in a provoking situation, can tolerate. That is correct. And there are many other symptoms of a devotee. So, a devotee means one develops all these central ascendant Krishna. He develops all these qualities, it takes time. There are 26 qualities there, and Krishna mentioned 28, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 26, when Chaitanya Chaitanya. And Krishna, when he is speaking to Uddhava, he mentioned 28, you see, 11th canto, when Krishna is leaving this world, he mentioned to Uddhava. It's called Uddhava Gita, wonderful. And Uddhava doesn't like being separated from Krishna. Krishna said, no, you go to Bodhidasana. He has to carry out because that is called surrender. We will begin. Thank you very much. Any comment or question? Yes?
Maharaj talked about anatta nivritti.
Huh?
Anatta nivritti?
Yeah.
In most classes you've spoken about anatta nivritti.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
This part. And technical things I'm just talking. Externally we are doing all, becoming sannyasi, become guru, become this, that. But I am talking of internal thing. And can judge himself where I am situated. Am I a sannyasi? Am I a brahmachari? How far you think of it? You are a devotee? Yes. What quality of devotee? Check yourself. That's all. Otherwise you will be recognized by the society. And something happens, you will be melancholy. Because you didn't test yourself. Okay? So, what is your question?
Well, the question is, it seems very, very difficult. It seems to me that most members of Islam, maybe 90%, even though I'm a bit audacious to say that, just seem to get stuck, you know, at the anatta nivritti stage.
Yeah.
And, you know, Prabhupada said, he said, if you're 80% pure, then, you know, you can go there, come back to God. He was very lenient.
Yeah.
So I guess my question is, even though most of us seem to get stuck in anatta nivritti, the Prabhupada's saying, even though you're not completely pure, then at the time of death, you can go back home by land.
Yeah. Yes.
So we don't have to worry so much about anatta nivritti. I mean, it's quite depressing when you start thinking about, you know, 36 different sankhas, different clients and that sort of thing. You can't get past that.
It's just like it. But it's all bad bargain. I often I hear it to say that. Best use of a bad bargain. So Prabhupada said, suppose the 70 person come and see their condition, said, do 1 lakh round, they can. Do half, they can. Do quarter. And he said, I cannot make it less. If you don't do it, you are not my disciple. Others are doing nothing, at least this is better. What do you think? Better, the safe side. Remember, this is the ideal case. How, where I am situated. At least then you will do 80%. If 80% is the goal, it could be 60%. It could be 50%. If the goal is 100%, then at least 80 may go. What do you think? Better know all these things. If God says, unless you do 1 lakh round, I don't accept your service. So 70% come, seeing their condition, calls you, at least do this. No, you can't. Then, now, I can't. Who but four little pieces of weight, you become. You do. He didn't say no. All right. But don't. Who but four little pieces of weight, you become. You do. He didn't say no. All right. But don't say I'm ISKCON. I will also answer it like that. How do you like? I don't know. Whether like or dislike, we have to respect it. If yes, yes. That's all. Because history repeats, we must learn from this. Don't be just external. Then be happy. There is a saying where fools rush. But the angels?
Fools rush in, angels shoot.
Think of this. Because we have to learn from the also, from the experience, what is happening. We can learn a lot from this. If you ignore that, then you are foolish, I would say. Don't see surface thing or superficial thing on top. See within, what is there. Then you know where you are situated, where he is situated.
No, you can carry on a little bit, we can enjoy it more nectar.
That's it. I rather like more, to be more practical. You know what you are. I've seen many cases, people always say they give too much on surface value. On top they are saying, inside is not saying. And as a matter, there is melancholy. Again, you hush up internal things to the family members. Then it is very distressing. You become cheap to others. You become very cheap. You become a laughing stock. You laugh at you. Ridicule. You become ludicrous to others. Then you don't respect you. What I understand from all that day, it applies to all of us, it applies to the speaker. So we should be seated. Again, so many things we see, we don't try to learn from the experience, it seems like. But everything is there, Prabhupada books, straight Prabhupada said. Prabhupada read my book. One of my complaints is, none of you, you know, thoroughly read, study my book. If you really want to please me, every day, everybody must read my book. At least 1 to 2 hours. And you don't discuss, you discuss with other devotees. Who will he also study? Unless you know what I want, how you can achieve perfection? What he says is okay. I'm not saying no, what he said. It's okay. We should learn from the experience. We should know what is the ideal case, so that we can know where we are. We must calculate things. We must be introspective. Devotee is one of the symptom of a devotee is Vaishnava is he is thoughtful. Am I completely attached to Krishna? How much I am attached to Krishna? And how much I am attached to the material world? Sometimes if somebody is asked, Right now, you can go back to the spiritual world. You want to? Some may say, let me. A few minutes. At least, then you say, increase to 1 hour. Then 1 day, then 1 week. And even 1 year passed, still he doesn't know. He's still attached. Nice ice cream. Pizza. Maybe in the form of a prasad, though, still had to come. Maybe to become a sannyasi and all the first class prasad, mahaprasad, to become sannyasi and get mahaprasad and dandavat from others. Again and again you come. What do you think? What do you think? This is subtle. Name, fame, adoration. You can give up other attraction. This, to give up this is very, very, very difficult. So in organization, some guys who read books very carefully, he asked one leader, international well-known organization, making everybody God conscious, asked one most intelligent and top leader, nearest to his group, most experienced and fast balanced. So are you free from, Maharaj, are you free from material desire? He said, no. Very, very topmost position, most experience, first batch, nearest to his guru, used to. No. You want to know further, is it? Yes, name, pain, address, attraction. He has to be simpler heart. This is Brahmi. He fixes his heart. He doesn't hide up. You cannot ask me this question. Don't avoid it. That's good. Be sincere, simple at heart. You tell Brahmin means simple. At least to the sadhus. You should be simple. Outside people to deal with sometimes. Like Paramahamsa can. He just thinks, all right, you insult me, I was like that, doesn't care. Devotee shouldn't be judged what you are before coming to devotional service. I mean, the worst possible person, most sinful. You shouldn't tell. Krishna will forgive him. He is a thief, he is a dacoit, now today he is a Paramahamsa. No, you don't tell that. Yes?
Or sometimes devotees leave us gone and join another mission based on seeing that maybe many devotees are too organisational orientated. They put stress on the qualities and the mood rather than the organisation. Can you just say a little bit about it?
I would say, Prabhupada has got all these good qualities from his childhood. His foundation is very strong. We should have faith in Prabhupada. He has brought us here. They can jump from one island to another like a frog. Then you find he goes there, maybe old. Then he look for another. Why not better? They may, you know. They've got the quality of tolerance, forbearance. And he Prabhupada too. Try to do the same thing. Time, in time, all the things will go away as you become very tolerant. There is a saying, one who is very tolerating character is there, he ultimately he will win. Many difficulties, adversities, or reverses you have to face. As Yogyakarta Thakur says, unless you face this thing, one is a preacher, okay, has come here to become a devotee, he won't survive. He'll leave. I will say that. And Prabhupada said, in my book everything is there. You read again, again and again and discuss, you'll find. Though you may have many questions, there will be many answers, but there are some ideal questions. Our goal is to go back to Godhead, to become pure devotee, that's all. And the means, and the difficulties, problems, which will probably come, to solve this, Prabhupada's book has got. Prabhupada's instructions, letters, all everything has got. You have to read all these things. Prabhupada said, without finishing this, don't read others. And get mixed up. And get bewildered. Better finding this. I've given you everything. I will say that. In his Prabhupada's letter book, many problems answer are there. You can get enlightened. Sometimes devotees have got many problems. I understand. They have a long time. They get frustrated. They have relation. They don't find guidance. Maybe they don't have time. The secretary has no time. If somebody has a very problem, very urgent, very critical situation, they get frustrated. They get hurt sometimes. They don't have to get into all these things. But I have to face, it's not my thing, why it come to me? What do you mention? That is also, I saw many came to me. Then I answered her and said, you should have faith in Prabhupada. Prabhupada brought you here. And he is doing this thing, so I thought, why are you doing some other things? Stick to be tolerant. And adjust and move from one place to another, or some other. Whatever you expect, that everything will be okay, this, that, everything you may not get. Not may not get, could never get. Whatever you expect, all favorable, everything. You never. Material world is such. Or in the organization, such a huge organization. There are some tolerate, some you do devotion, so yeah, you should start to change position, designation, place, tempo, branch of your service. Yeah, this way to manage. Krishna will guide, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will guide if you surrender. He said, one surrenders, Krishna responds. So your surrendering may be something maybe lacking. Otherwise, he will be guiding you. He is in your heart. He is everywhere. If Mahatma Gandhi has got any problems, such as controlling the whole India and millions of people, if he has a problem, he finds no clue, nothing. The moment he turns Bhagavad Gita, suddenly, at random, he finds, he said, I see silver lining in the sky. What do you call it in English? That he gives some hope, there's some clue. Right? This way I can solve the problem. We already heard from Prabhupada, this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, these are non different from Krishna. So Krishna is there, here to help you. Why not take this off? Why not surrender? Why not consult like Bhagavad Gita, Parpurta Prabhupada, the Srimad Bhagavatam? And pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Problem is there, and solution also there. As many as problem, there will be solution also there. You just have to find it. You must know how to find it. And Prabhupada Gita also is there. How to find the solution. This is, I understand. And still, this way I am trying to face it and counter it. Ajahnabhu, want to say anything?
Yes,
please. Time, Jovan. Yes.
Maharaj, in this book about the sannyas and guru, and you said that it is difficult to be aware of this.
To maintain, you know, this purity of sannyasi, purity of guru. These are supposed to be sadhu, but sometimes they may be have responsibility to have. You cannot remain always like that. Managerial position, administrative position becomes difficult. Unless you are highly advanced, and they act in such a way that a guru, a sannyasi, a brahmin, perfect, shouldn't act. They pay high price then. Yes. This is very complicated with this. I am going much detail. But this is all Prabhupada's letter, you find? You will see. Over the hundreds of thousands of letters in 5-volume book, there you will find all those things. Sorry. Oh, yes.
I was just wondering, because in a way, of course, we want to glorify and show our love and devotion to our guru and advance the
This is vidhi. That means etiquette. But actual bhakti is from the heart. These rules and regulations you are following to come to the spontaneous stage. Since it is an organization, you have to follow all this etiquette. This that. It's okay. But when it comes spontaneously, automatically any sadhu, you show respect. Isn't it? Yes?
Yes, that from the path of the sadhu, to don't be affected by this old fame and adoration. So is there a possibility, like, I don't know, but just because I see with the years, that perhaps if we just adopt a more simple move, perhaps we will protect better our guru to go in this unfortunate fame and adoration.
This is, you do your duty and he does his duty. You don't have to think how he is reacting, and according as I suppose, we are not here to suppose. We are here to just follow. The moment you suppose, you are not here. Are you? You are not here. Suppose that, don't think, don't suppose. We are susceptible to mistake and defects. We are supposed to be perfect. We are imperfect. We follow somebody's perfect, liberated soul, Krishna, scripture. Then you approach towards perfection. You approach towards liberation. This way making progress. This way Guru is also making progress. Sannyasi is making progress. Ultimately everybody is trying to become pure devotee. And he can only go back to God. Otherwise again become Guru, again become GVC, again become Sannyasi, Brahmachari, just and come back. These are the necessary things. Guru is supposed to be Sadguru. That means he doesn't fall down. Sometimes some organization, then later on the leader said, Guru can also fall. Now I want to ask him, if you fall, then he's, how is he Sadguru? I don't know what he answered him. I don't know. No. Maybe I won't argue with him. It's not easy. So different types of Guru. A Brahmin, he is also Guru. In those days, there was Brahmin, a Bhrigumuni, going from Lord Shiva's place, Kailas, to Brahma's place, Brahma Loka. Now, a Kali Yuga Brahmin, what he says may not happen. And the little boy, Brahmin's son, he said, I curse you. And he dies. The king, the great devotee, he could have countered it. He didn't do that. His son, he thought, maybe this is the arrangement of Krishna. Very humble. That is the king. So these are all qualities of devotee. And how to judge, this all detailed book are explaining. Externally look something, but something else may. This is the conclusion one makes. Everybody cannot make conclusion, right purpose. You will be judged by higher authority. And on which perfect, which give conclusion, he is accepted. Just like Prabhupada is accepted. We can take Prabhupada's position, but may not be perfect. Others will judge you. Those are perfect. Achieve, only validate. Judge and find defect. Look. Not necessarily have to be a scholar, but have to be a pure. The purity means all this quality. That's all. And it takes time. Generally. But somebody was pure last life. Maybe. Yes. It could be a woman, it could be a man, it could be a brahmachari, it may not be sannyasi, it may not be GVC. It could be. And this stage. The longer one stays in devotional service, Prabhupada said, it implies purity. Though, to run an organization, you have to encourage, competition, to accomplish, think big, do big, topmost, greatest, supreme, best. Of course, in class one, in a school beginner, one can be a first boy. One could be a college student, may not be a first boy. Yes? This way, everything is okay. Yes?
Maharaj, you were saying about how it's the duty of us to offer very opulent foods
That is what is said in scripture.
Because they're representatives of Krishna.
Yeah, you give. What is the prasad Prabhupada said? Offered to the deity, you give to the guru, sannyasi, like that.
And of course you want to cook something nice, but then you said at the same time, it's their duty, because they're trying to control themselves, is not to accept such things.
That means he should know where he is situated, act accordingly. If he is a paramahamsa, he doesn't care, he may eat.
So isn't it actually?
And if he is not, actually, he has to pay. Sorry.
So isn't it actually our duty trying to help our gurus and they're helping each other to actually offer them more simple prasadam that wouldn't disturb their simple senses, that offer them things like that?
I will not say that. I will say, as you said, I will help him heal. It is true also, help. But we follow Vaidhi Bhakti. My duty is to give best thing to my guru. So you give your best, and he does where he is situated, he will act accordingly. And if he misuses his position, he has to pay it.
Okay.
one, let me finish. You do your duty and he does his duty. That is Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi means follow rules and regulations. You do it. And you may be helping, that is later thing. That is not primary. That is later. I help him and he helps me. It's, of course it's right. You say that, yeah. But first that thing. You do your duty and he does his duty. If he misses, he has to pay. Because he is in a very high position. Slightest white cloth, slightest drop of black spot, at once is very prominent. So he is in a very critical, because he is taking so much respect and all this thing, worship like a god, so he has to be extremely perfect. If he is not, misuse, he makes it very cheap and he becomes a sahajya, people, he becomes a laughing stock. So one should easily take those positions better. And one easily wants to take without qualifying himself, he pays high price. If you go to airplane high or a 100-story building, you fall, you are finished. And pieces, nothing left. But you fall from here. How? So which one you prefer? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Tinado Pisunichana, become humble. Just don't show. Anybody can show Dandavat Maharaj, but he doesn't carry out his order. He takes initiation, doesn't follow his instruction of his guru, neither go to him, just give him some money, but what he says he doesn't do. Is that disciple? What do you think? Disciple? Officially, yes. But actually, he's not disciple. Even not the quality of brahmachari, he's not a brahmachari. Sannyasi, he is not controlled sense, whatever is eating, all these things. And Maharaj, this is sannyas kriya. And really, why is a sannyas kriya? Because it kills the sannyas. And his dress again changed back to what you have. So he makes him a laughing stock. He becomes very cheap. So what do you want to be? You decide, choose. He can be a guest, he can be a woman, he can be a GVC also. He can be a GVC. You have a vision? You can show your caliber like that. You become a GVC. But you want to become a bhakta, doesn't matter whether you become a GVC, sannyasi, guru, doesn't matter. You develop the quality of Vishnu and go back to Radha. You don't have to go on gopi, somebody give him the flute, Santaras, still could be dearest to Krishna. Now without that Krishna can't live. You see? So this adjustment, harmony, is there very nicely in Krishna consciousness. You have got free will to see what you want. Choice is yours, yes.
That's
not the conception of what we're offering, which is this alternative material. Like, we might consider this lots of being and lots of sugar, but actually, if we cook something more simple and so offer it with loving devotion to Krishna, isn't that better? I thought, what my understanding is, you find that you read scripture, Prabhupada said, Krishna likes this, 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 you give it, and he is happy. So ask what he likes, give, and he is happy. It doesn't have to be popular, it has to be simple. It could be both, it could be either. It could be both.
Maharaj, you were saying that we can't jump into Raghunatha Bhakti.
Yeah.
To come to Sahaja. So, I don't know if I should ask this, but seeing it's happening in the world, I was wondering, yes, why Narayan Maharaj?
Happening before, and happening now, and it will happen also later.
Yeah, just to repeat stuff I was saying that before. I can't understand Narayan Maharaj. Very advanced devotee, why he's giving his followers this followers?
I think he is long time in the movement. He has association with Prabhupada. I know him long time. But since he is a veteran devotee, I am very careful to comment anything about him. Rather, I stay aloof and say what Prabhupada said, I'll tell that. I don't like to send him a comment on him. He has been longer time in the movement. I mean, in his movement, and I know him. He knows me. He told me, yes, sometime in Prabhupada, in another temple, this, that, I don't know. And when he came, Prabhupada treated him nicely. But more than that, what he's doing this day, I don't want to discuss. This better to leave it to GVC, Prabhupada made. Listen to GVC, okay. What Prabhupada said. Let's see, well, how GVC handled. They're handling. I know how they're handling. I see them because they're all GVC. I know them, and I sometimes see what they're doing, and they tell me also. I know. Anybody want to say anything? Jayananda? Shambhu? Any old devotee want to say anything? You have their experience. You have seen so much. There it's your quarter.
Yeah.
Maybe now we can finish. You don't have any question or comment. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. May Prabhupada bless you. Krishna bless you and protect you in our movement.